Ukraine's foreign minister urged Russia today to end what he called provocative actions by its agents in eastern Ukraine. His appeal comes amid concerns of an outbreak of civil war. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports he was speaking after pro-Russian militants seized a police station and a security building.
Armed men in camouflage uniforms stormed a police station in the eastern Ukrainian city of Slavyansk and allegedly confiscated hundreds of guns. Police said the pro-Russian forces seized at least 400 handguns and 40 automatic rifles, distributing them among protesters who want their regions to split from Kiev. They also went to the local security service headquarters in Slavyansk, some 150 kilometers from the Russian border. Earlier, government buildings in the cities of Donetsk and Luhansk were occupied by pro-Russian protesters. Ukraine's interior minister, Arsen Avakov, warned the response to Saturday's attacks would be tough because, in his words, there is a difference between protesters and terrorists. Russia has denied its forces are involved in the unrest. However, Kiev and the West remain skeptical, as Moscow already annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. The standoff came while the G7 group of developed economies warned of further sanctions on Russia if, in their view, Moscow continues to escalate the crisis in Ukraine. The G7, which includes the US, Canada, Britain, France, Germany, Italy and Japan, are united in their anger over Russia's actions, explained US Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew.
The purpose is to make it clear to Russia that they need to step back. But it was equally clear that if they don't, if they step forward, if they do things that are illegal, that violate the sovereignty of Ukraine, that there will be unity in the world in responding to that.
Some analysts remain optimistic that Russia seeks a diplomatic solution to the East-West confrontation as the Kremlin tries to calm fears it will turn off natural gas to and through Ukraine amid a dispute with Kiev over unpaid bills. Ukraine receives half of its natural gas supplies from neighboring Russia, some of which is transported to European Union nations. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.